Time now to talk a little bit of AFL, and we're going to a young superstar of the code, Sydney Swans midfielder Ollie Florent. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning.
How are you, mate? All good?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Now, you came up against Richmond last weekend. They're obviously the benchmark. What do you take out of that game after losing to them?
Yeah, I'm really positive. We think that, you know, we obviously made a few mistakes that cost us a few goals on the weekend, and basically, in the review, was just a sort of a big learning curve and taking confidence out of it that we know next time we can really bring it to them and know we can play our best.
Yeah, you're only, what, one goal down with 20 minutes to go?
Yeah, yep, which is pretty surprising, and still we're still in it, which is good, but also bad, but also good.
Yeah, what's been the sort of focus to try and get to that extra level?
It's sort of just been knowing what we're good at and know what really is our cup of tea, which is hard work and working together. And, basically just sticking to what we know, and because we went away from that on the weekend, which we're pretty disappointed about, but we know we can go get them next time.
Yeah, and it's important over the next 8 weeks. You've got five or six sides that you come up against that are all competing for the top eight. So, you know, you're entrenched there at the moment, but you don't want to be losing too many more games because it's important to finish in that top four.
Yeah, definitely. We know we've got some really good teams coming up, but it's also great for us because we know they're going to be the teams we're going to play against in the finals and really test ourselves against the best in the competition.
Ollie, there's been so much talk about this congestion. You know, the fact that we don't see free-flowing, big, long kicks and spectacular marks as often as we'd like, and, you know, the flooding of players all around the ball. We don't see any movement. Do the players think about that at all? Are you happy with the state of the game at the moment? I know it's a difficult sort of question, but would you like to see the game open up a little bit more and some rules come in?
I'm not too sure, actually. I remember playing in under-18s. They had all those rules and stuff like that, which is at first, so it was a bit sort of hard to get used to. But I think, potentially, if it's going to open the game up and be more free-flowing and better to watch, I guess that's probably something that the AFL's going to have to think about. But, at the football club, we personally don't talk about that. We sort of focus on how to win. And next year, if those rules come in, then we'll have to, you know, reassess and change everything up.
Yeah, Ollie, second year at the club. A guy like yourself, Ben Ronk, Georgie Hewitt, young guys, what is it about the Swan system that allows you young guys to come in and sort of hit the ground running?
I'd probably put it down to the mentors we have at the club. We've got some super players and some super people which are really sort of helpful in guiding young players like myself, Georgie and Ben to sort of reach our full potential. And they give us confidence every week to go out there and play our role for the team, which is really pleasing.
And what about yourself, mate? Second year, did you model your game on anyone in particular? Because I know, you know, as a young boy coming through, you would have idolised the guys like a Selwood, an Ablett, a Dangerfield, and you get the opportunity to play on those guys this weekend. But did you model yourself or on any particular player that was playing in the NFL, AFL?
Bits and pieces. I sort of feel like I'm a bit different to a few players. Certainly I've been working pretty close with Dan Hanbury and just his outside running and the way trying to learn the way he thinks and plays football is something that I'm learning a lot from. I'm trying to sort of take a few bits and pieces out of everyone's game at the Swans and just try and be a sponge around all the older players and take as much in as I can because they're all really good players. And for me to learn one or two things off a player, even a year, is a bonus.
Your dad, Ollie, was a pretty good tennis player. When did you have to make the choice? I imagine you were pretty handy with the racket. When did you sort of make that choice? You liked AFL better than tennis?
Yeah, at a pretty young age, I reckon. Probably when I was 16, I had to, you know, throw the rackets out. No, I still try to play a little bit, but
right.
Yeah, it's funny.
You'd be hard to beat. Yeah. You'd be hard to beat at the Swannies if they don't know your background. Yeah, yeah, I'll give you a game for a couple of hundred.
Yeah, I actually might have to use that one. Pity the boys only play golf, but I'll try and introduce them to tennis.
Yeah, hey, you do take on Geelong tomorrow night. It's a big test for you guys, isn't it? I mean, you know, they're sitting in eighth position. They need to win. And I mentioned those players before. For a young man, it must be exciting coming up against some of those legends of the game.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game tomorrow night. We obviously know, as you said, they've got some really good players, which I've sort of been growing up watching. And it's really special to sort of line up on Dangerfield and Ablett and Selwood, who have been such influential players throughout their whole careers. And for me, it's an eye-opener to see these, standing next to these guys is pretty daunting. But at the same time, I know that it's a great experience for me to get better. And we're really excited for the match tomorrow night. It's going to be a real heated game, and we're really looking forward to it.
And some revenge there for getting bumped out by the Geelong Cats in last year's finals. I know that's all ancient history, but still some sort of motivation. Ollie, congrats on a terrific season so far. Keep it going tomorrow night at the SCG against the Geelong Cats, who are a star-studded team, and they are desperate, as you mentioned, Loz, to stay in that top eight. $1.42 the Swannies, Geelong $2.90. Good luck, Ollie.
Thank you very much.
There he goes, Ollie Florent. He's having a big year.
Good young player, TK. I watched him in an earlier game this year. I think it was the Western Bulldogs, and this just shows you, when young blokes come into first grade and they're excited to be there and they just back themselves. I think it was against the Bulldogs where he won a mark. It would have been 60 or 70 metres out, and there was probably 20 or 30 seconds to go on the clock. So he's won the mark, and instead of just holding the ball up and kicking it around just to wind the clock down, he actually took the mark and played on and ran all the way down and nearly got tackled and, you know, got away from the defenders and kicked the goal to extend the lead to 7, and it wrapped the game up just before full time. But he wasn't concerned about playing negative at all. He just backed his own ability, and he's someone to keep an eye out on because he's a terrific young player.
He's a good player. Have they got that right, mate, the boys? I know that home ground advantage is massive at the SCG. The Swannies $1.42, Geelong $2.90.
Well, I think the Swans beat them down there earlier this year.
They did at Cardinia.
Yeah. And Geelong are coming off a loss last weekend. So the Swans were pretty competitive last week against Richmond. I think they will get the job done against Geelong. In fact, I still think the Swans are close to the side to beat. I know Richmond are the standout at the
benchmark,
moment.
But
I think if anyone can give them a run for their money, it will be the Swans and their pressure.
Tab.com.au, $1.42, Geelong $2.90. That game at the SCG, the Swannies up against the Geelong Cats. Tickets are still available. Just head to the Swannies website there to secure your seat. Thursday night footy at the SCG.